Minnesota News Network. I'm Matt Kelly. Governor Tim Walz and legislative leaders remain at an impasse over a proposed special session on gun violence. Walz had suggested the session start on Monday, but as governor, he alone holds the authority to call it. His goal is to have all lawmakers publicly declare their stance on a proposed assault rifle ban. Healthcare leaders from across the state are calling for Walz and lawmakers to come together and pass the ban. Dr. Lisa Mattson is president of the Minnesota Medical Association.
This is no longer a friendly request from your local doctor. This is a demand from the tens of thousands of physicians across the state who know firearm violence for what it is, a public health crisis.
Dr. Mattson says guns are now the number one killer of children. Governor Walz is back in the state now after spending several days on a trade mission to Ireland. He says the Irish are very impressed with Minnesota as a leader in so many areas.
Minnesota is still seen, and rightfully so, as the global hub of innovation around med tech and ag tech. A lot of interest in sustainable aviation fuel. A lot of interest, obviously, on how we get sustainability out of our agriculture system.
The governor was joined by representatives from Medtronic as they toured universities, businesses, and landmarks while in Ireland. The federal government shutdown abruptly ended this week's USDA trade mission to Taiwan. Minnesota Soybean Growers Association Executive Director Joe Smentek was part of the delegation and says limited updates began to emerge on Wednesday night.
We had a lot of people that we were talking with getting their emails that they were not essential, and phones stopped working, and it was definitely interesting to be with some of those USDA folks over here while that was going on.
Smentek says the government shutdown adds to the uncertainty farmers in Minnesota and all across the Midwest are facing, with down spiraling prices, partly due to evaporating export demand. This is Minnesota News Network. Charges are now filed against the parents of a toddler who died after falling from a Roseville balcony. Hanad Jamah and Aisha Ali are each charged with manslaughter. The 15-month-old girl fell to her death in July. October is Minnesota State Month, and the 26 colleges and 7 universities that comprise the Minnesota state system are helping students cut costs on their path to a higher education, including waiving undergraduate application fees. Spokeswoman Noelle Houghton says to find a school that best fits you, head online to minstate.edu.
There is an interactive map there that shows where all the colleges and universities are. There is a program search tool so that you can just enter some keywords of possible career options that you're thinking about and find out which schools offer those kinds of programs.
Houghton notes there's also a centralized portal making it easier to apply to multiple schools all at the same time. I'm Matt Kelly on Minnesota News Network.